Happy Monday. Happy it's the first Monday of November, everybody.
You know what that means?
Beans, greens, tomato. You name it! It means, honestly, it means... Here, Gabe, why don't we share this mic? Because Ben said the other mic was on the fritz.
On the fritz.
So I was driving through Western Massachusetts in upstate New York, as I'm one to do on the weekends. And trees are beautiful. I think it was the peak week of leaves changing.
Oh, we should have totally brought some leaves on the show.
Yeah, the trees are above.
Crinkle them.
Crunch.
Just a little crunch.
You heard it here. Next week, 1 hour of live leaf crunching.
Crunchy vibes, moist. Which is what you're listening to right now here on 91.5 WMFO. Crunchy vibes, moist.
Crunchy vibes, moist.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
I hope your weekend was, like, fine.
Mine?
Well, yeah, yours too. How was it?
It was fine.
Frankly, I'm flustered. We'll have some tunes for you this morning. Maybe
call
some...
me frankly. Wow, we are on fire today, and it's only 9:13.
Here's a song I heard once.
The mayor hides the crime rates. Councilwoman hesitates. Public gets irate, but forgets the vote dates. Weatherman complaining. Predicted sun, it's raining. Everyone's protesting. Boyfriend keeps suggesting you're not like all of the rest. Garbage ain't collected, women ain't protected. Politicians using, people they're abusing. The mafia's getting bigger, like pollution in the river. And you tell me that this is where it's at. I woke out this morning with an ache in my head. I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues. Gun sales are soaring, housewives find life boring, divorce the only answer, smoking causes cancer, the system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune, and that's a concrete co-fact. The Pope digs population, freedom from taxation. Teeny bops are uptight, drinking at a stoplight. Miniskirt is flirting, I can't stop so I'm hurting. Spencer sells her hopeless chest. Adultery plays the kitchen, bigot cops learn fiction. The little man gets shafted, sons and money's drafted. Living by a timepiece, new war in the Far East. Can you pass the Rorschach test? It's a hassle, it's an educated guess. Well, frankly, I couldn't care less.
Some 25 years ago today, young Elvis Presley lost his way. I love you too. Thank you.
All right, everyone. We are back here in the studio this fine Monday morning. We just had a couple tunes for you. The first of which was Establishment Blues by Rodriguez. Rodriguez, you might have heard that name off of the movie Searching for Sugar Man,
which I just watched last week.
Really?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
I was very interested by it. It's weird. It's a weird phenomenon. It's... Quick backstory is that it was someone who basically, from the 60s or 70s, kind of folk musician, singer-songwriter, the Dylan type, I think would be a good way to characterize it, wasn't able to find any success in the U.S., but was super, super popular in South Africa, but didn't know it until maybe 40 years later when someone wrote an article about this person, like, searching for... Rodriguez, Searching for Sugar Man, is
Sugar
it?
Man. Sugar I think Man. Yeah, that's his main song.
So it's interesting person.
Mm-hmm. Would definitely, recommend it. After that, we had Thurn's Third Stone from the Sun by Jimi Hendrix, then Instant Crush featuring Julian Casablancas, Daft Punk, then Godspeed, Frank Ocean, and then Suspicious Minds off of My Morning Jacket's 930 Club album. Seminal piece in Americana music.
What's the band that Julian Casablancas is in?
The Strokes, I believe.
The Strokes. Okay. In my mind,
but I think he has a solo career as well.
We're from the 70s.
The Strokes were from the 70s?
In my mind, because they have that type of name, like the Smiths, you know, or 80s or whatever.
Does anyone have a go-to band name that they, like, don't have a band for, but they have a name for?
I just heard a good one yesterday, but I can't remember.
That's okay.
Appalachian Station.
Come on down to the Appalachian Station.
That would be a good bluegrass.
But we don't have bluegrass coming up for you quite just yet. That'll be later in the show, perhaps.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't know. I'm feeling a little lackadaisical, I think. Some coffee in my blood would be good. In the meantime, do you have any tunes? I'm gonna see how quickly I can do this. If you,
we'll time it. Well, it's a segment. It's Spencer goes to get us coffee.
Cool. I can do that. I can do that.
That's my favorite.
Everybody loves it. Everybody loves that segment.
In the meantime, do you have a song?
I have a song, and I have a bet for how long it's gonna take you.
Bet. But now the song, I feel like, has to correspond to the activity almost.
It's not gonna?
Perfect.
I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, good. What's the song? What's the time? I'm already out the door.
The time is... Okay, let me just hop in on the board so I can play a song and spend.
People text me what
they're like. Okay. So... I think he's gonna get back. Ooh, these mics work so. These headphones work much better than the others. Spencer is gonna get back in exactly 16 minutes at 9:51.
Oh my god!
Because it's gonna be packed in there. But for now, we're gonna listen to a James Blake song I heard the other day that. Bumps.
Suddenly I'm hit.
Not that one. Not that one.
Thank you.
Disconnect. We try and we disconnect. Soon I guess no regrets, but the wind I'm gone. kissed my penny and I threw it in. I prayed I'd keep my soul. Went down to the river where the water bends. The only place I know. Oh, I can't see the forest for the trees. So will you wait for me? Will you wait for me? Will you wait for me? My evergreen. Mississippi's overflowing. Yeah. Hold your current in my hands. You bring the meaning to my moments. Oh.
Hey y'all. As Electric Light Orchestra plays its outro, let me recap these songs for you. We started with James Blake, Love What Happened Here. Then we have Drive and Disconnect by Now. And then we had Evergreen by Yeba, a pick by Jules Papa George, who we have in the studio.
Hello.
J-Pops.
And then we finished it off with Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky. And it's coming up on the end of the hour already. Spence, by the way, Spence beat my prediction. Made it back 2 minutes early. And we're not eating and drinking in the studio.
No.
No. But if theoretically my day just got some coffee and some Sammy in it, then...
then it got a lot better.
Then it got a little better. Mm-hmm.
If you were to be eating a sandwich, what would it be?
I would put some eggs on there.
As he digests.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, as I digest the question. Eggs, sausage, grits, cantaloupe. Watermelon.
Ideal.
Yeah. All right. There's no sandwich.
Tell me twice.
I think I blew that bit, y'all. I had really hard time separating what's really happening from the bit. But yeah, it's 9:54, and J-Pops has a little announcement for y'all.
All right. So, we all know that your eyes are the window to your health, right?
Obviously.
We've got one set of glasses right here. Mm-hmm. Maybe a set of contacts. Who knows on Spencer?
Mm-mm.
Actually,
he's got great vision.
Oh, he's got out of the back of his head. Well, he's one of the special ones because, you know, there's like 11 million Americans who have this common just eye vision problems that can be easily corrected. So an easy way that you can do that is make an eye appointment to make your healthy eyes healthier for you. So some information would be to visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes and get your eye exam today.
Nice.
That's
important. And I just, if you're local, if you're in the Somerville Medford area, boy, do I have the best eye place for you. It's called Somerville Eye Associates. It's located on Broadway. In the Winter Hill area, I would say, and I just got fitted for some gorgeous glasses.
And you can too.
My only complaint is that they're a little tight on my face, but that's nothing on Somerville Eye Associates.
Nick, now what would you say to ease the woes of a small child, for example, that's going to get their first eye exam?
Well, I will say that I was taken off guard during my exam there because they blew a puff of air into each of my eyeballs. And I don't know, it never happened to me.
You're telling me.
So.
No one ever blew your eyes? What a weirdo.
Were you loved, right? but, yeah, other than that, no, it was very, very sweet people there. Easy low pressure situation to pick my frames. Honestly, I forget what the job title of the, actually not a good story, abort.
So that portion has been canceled. Actually, we're not going to go into that.
Somerville Eyes. Nick, I've told you the story about about crossing my eyes with my sister, right? This was my one eye, issue I had growing up was basically that I crossed my eyes too much at my sister, and I did it so much that I semi-permanently fucked messed up my eye muscles so that they would cross inadvertently all the time. So I would just be like looking, and then all of a sudden my muscles would slip and my eyes would cross.
Wow.
Because I was messing with my sister too much by crossing my eyes too much.
Wow.
So I had to get glasses for 4 years to correct.
Really?
Really? I didn't know that.
So this was in my youth.
The glasses part.
In my youth, yeah.
Wow.
But correctable. Correctable, and, you know, now I don't have to wear glasses.
You paid attention to your eyes' health.
Exactly.
And good things happened.
I did.
Practical joke to an optical...
Solution. Optimal solution, for sure.
Spence, how's... weather traffic? Do we want to do a quick weather traffic segment?
Sure. We'll stretch over here. I'm, you know, for those that hear my voice and think that I'm a hulking 6'7", 285, that would be false. I'm trying to reach to the mic and the window at the same time, and my wingspan isn't quite there.
I can help you.
Thanks.
You got it.
I'm seeing a guy with a dog. It's hard to tell whether the dog is leading him or he's leading the dog, but they look like they're having fun. A lot of dark cars out there on the streets today, and not a lot of yellow cars.
So stay off the road.
Stay off the roads if you're a yellow car. We don't want you to stick out.
Yep.
That's about it. The dog's peeing, it looks like.
Okay.
Some
action.
No, it's just leading its owner.
Okay, just leading. The owner's peeing.
The owner's peeing. Nick's peeing. We're all peeing.
We're all peeing.
Yeah, that's probably the weather.
Perfect. Well, I'll tell you what. This has been a real great show for me.
Hey.
Whoa, Kobe. I don't know. Should we play out a little song?
Sure.
Who even cares anymore?
Please call in.
Yeah,
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Tough Freeform Radio.
Donations drive, donate to WMFO.org. Look at the website I made.
Spence built a beautiful website for the donations drive. And it's secure, too.
Wow.
Super secure.
It's so secure.
Spencer. So secure.
Which it should be, since you're putting in your credit card information.
Internet wallet.
Yeah, but come on over.
Come on down.
Just a blank page with like a little icon of a wallet.
My
and you're
bag.
Supposed to click on it and put in your information.
Just increments a little.
But that's how you make things work. You need donations and a good number you can call for that to make a donation, to call into the station, to tell us.